It's time for Gen Con.
Indie Nation listeners, you are about to hear more information from Gen Con 2014.
Hey, Indie Nation listeners, the Lumpy's here in the rather loud, noisy hallway at Gen Con in Indianapolis. I'm having a good old time. I am here with some of the members from the band Marooned. They're out here performing. They're an a cappella, I guess, sailor pirate band, I guess is right.
Shanties and drinking, son.
And with me is?
Bob Brinkman, Captain Bartholomew Roberts.
And how long have you guys been doing this?
This is actually our 20th season together.
And how many cons have you been to?
We've been doing Gen Con. We started with Gen Con SoCal. This is our 10th year with Gen Con.
And how did it come together? Who are the members? Where did they come from? How'd you guys, you know, the backstory that everybody wants.
Well, the backstory was I was really lit at a party, and I already knew a lot of Irish and sailing songs, and I broke into song, and I was surrounded by the sort of people that rather than shunning it, accepted it and embraced it. And from there, it became Captain Songtime. And while we were living in Las Vegas, which is where we formed, the Las Vegas Renaissance Festival was coming in. And so I grabbed a dear friend of mine, Keenan Mills, and my now wife. And we went out to the fair, and we performed. And from there, we were booked to do 2 weekends in California the following 2 weekends. So we expanded to a quartet. And the fourth position rotated for a number of years. And so now when we travel to Gen Con with our full complement, it's the only show we do with all six of us. But we come together and we keep the spirit of Drunken Captain Songtime alive with Irish drinking songs and sea shanties.
How many CDs have you released?
We've released 5 albums. We have one that we call a peg leg because it's an old live show that we recorded. And then we've got an EP as well.
Okay, now this is important because we're internet-based, and everybody's internet-based.
Oh, but of course.
Where do they find you on the internet?
Well, they can find us. We're on Facebook. We're on G+. Our music is available on CD Baby. And we can also be found at www.marooned-lv.com.
And I'm going to ask you guys this. What are your musical influences?
You know, Renaissance fairs and Renaissance music is a large portion of our background and what has inspired the music that we perform. I think that overall, as entertainers, we have a very wide variety of artists that we've always enjoyed, from traditional singers like Stan Rogers and Tom Lewis to more contemporary and fun things like Oingo Boingo, Kiss, and a wide variety of other things.
There's an Oingo Boingo button here somewhere.
Of course there is.
Great show. I saw them at Now Gone. It was an old theater in Lakewood, Ohio, the Fantasy Theater, and they had the Tower of Power on tour with them. I mean, you talk about like a theater-sized room. Talk about just like a sound experience.
A number of us went together and saw Oingo Boingo on the farewell tour. So there's just a lot of music we love. Like Steel Eye, Span, The Beatles. I mean, we do music. We've done music for charity. We've been a part of a number of charity CD compilation projects. It's just all about music. And there's, these days with the internet, there's so many musicians out there that don't need someone to get in their way. They can just get out there and their music can get out there. And we just love exploring all of them.
So that's something else I was going to ask you. I like to call it the new media order. Some musicians and definitely the industry look at the internet and file sharing and Creative Commons as the death of the music industry, which I think I've been hearing since the 8-track recorder. But I was just wondering what you guys, what's your take on it? Does it benefit you? Does it? Is it a 50-50 deal? Whatever.
Well, you know, it's hard to say. I mean, the industry has been saying it since the dawn of radio. Radio is going to put records out of business. You know, as a small artist, we're a niche market, so we don't sell a lot of CDs to begin with. But we also recognize the fact that music, just like books, you generally find your favorite act or your favorite author because someone loans it to you. And that's important. It's how people find what they're going to enjoy. And we tend to find that the people that like our music buy our music. and so it really hasn't hung us.
Thank you. You said you play, you do charity events. Obviously, you're here at the Gen Con 2014. Do you have other events up in the near future, up and coming?
This is actually our last event for the year. Next year, we should be appearing at the Escondido Renaissance Fair in Escondido, California. We'll be at the Old World Renaissance Festival in Peoria, Illinois. We'll be back at Gen Con. The rest of our schedule for next year is still up in the air.
Okay, thank you very much. One more time, where would they find you on the internet?
They can find us at Facebook, G+, CD Baby, and www.marooned-lv.com. LV for Las Vegas, where we began.
And one more question I like to ask every musician, producer, film director I interview. Odds are there's somebody listening to this right now that wants to do what you're doing. What advice or suggestions do you have for them?
Don't listen to what anybody says. Just go out and do it.
Thank you very much for your time. I appreciate it.
Indie Nation listeners, you just heard one of a series of interviews and concerts from Gen Con 2014. To find more of these interviews and concerts, check out the category Gen Con 2014 on our IndieNation.fm website. Thank you to those who supported us through Kickstarter, and we're already looking forward to 2015. See you there.